Father in heaven, we need you greatly, and we see what you have done for us in your Son on the cross, that you have taken away that treason that is in the heart of the one who repents and believes. You are so merciful, you are so kind, you are so patient and gracious toward that one. And Lord, we lean upon you, we depend upon you, we in the end rest in what you have done through your Son on the cross. And it's in his name we pray, amen. Please be seated. We're going to do things a little differently tonight. We are actually going to watch and participate. Well, I guess not really participate. We're participating by watching one get baptized. So we are going to be doing that in just a minute. But before we do that, I want to take a second and explain to you a little bit about what baptism is and why we get baptized and what the gospel is. One way that you can summarize what the Christian life is about is through what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20. He said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me." And you'll see the first thing he talked about was a death. Somehow for Paul, he had been united with Christ in his death on the cross. So that something radical had happened to his life, and it had come to an abrupt end in death. And we know it wasn't a physical death. It was some type of a spiritual death, which he was united with Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus' death counted for his with Christ. That's an amazing thing. It's a shocking thing that a man would say, "My life has come to an abrupt end. The way that it used to be, it's gone. I've been crucified with Christ." It's not an easy death. It's not a soft death. It's not a quiet death. It is it's a violent death. And then he said, "It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me." So now he's talking about something brand new that has come and that has started. A new life has begun in which Christ now is the principal power and life within. And Paul adds and fills out a little bit. He says, you know, it's not just that Christ is living in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. So now he's explaining that the Christian life is one that is built on trust in Christ. It is inaugurated by faith in Jesus Christ. And faith is it's a great word. It's a rich word. It's not something that's just shallow. It's not like the way that we use believe today. Oh, I'll believe I'll have a Big Mac. That's just a mental assent to something out there. That is not what faith is. Faith is a turning away from yourself and depositing everything that you know of yourself into the hands of Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is saying. This life that I'm living now is not one in which I'm depending on and entrusting my life to myself anymore. I entrust my life to Jesus Christ. And so you see, you have this picture of an abrupt end, but then a really powerful new life in which Christ is actually the life that's being lived out, but it's a life of faith that Paul lives in Jesus. And he finishes it all off by talking about Christ's view of him. He loved me, and he delivered himself up for me. It's a life that's truly a life of blessing. Baptism shows that this reality, the spiritual reality, has taken place in the one who repents and believes. Because when they go into the water, they go underneath the water, and in a sense, out of sight. They're gone. It pictures a death, an abrupt death. They are communicating when they go into the water that what I once was, I am no longer. That is gone. That is dead. I have been crucified with Christ. I've been buried with him, crucified with him. An end has come to everything that I made of myself before on my own. It's done. But we don't keep them underwater. They come out, and when they come out, they show pictorially in a way that a new life has come, that Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live by in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. It's a life of trust. It's a new life. I think there's something very important to notice, too, when you watch Kate in a little bit here get baptized. Two things. Number one it's not something that she's doing to herself. Somebody else baptizes. It's being done to Kate. And if you were baptized, it was done to you. You stood still and you let somebody grab a hold of you and you let them push you underwater. That's what Christ did. There's been a death. God takes that life and plunges that life into death, the death of Christ. And that person pulls you out. And that is what is pictured in going into the water. None of this happens when they go into the water. Kate is not saying later here in a bit that when she goes under, that that's when she was crucified with Christ. And when she comes out, she's not just then walking into a new life. This has already happened. But it's a picture of the inward reality that has already taken place. And it's a public profession to you that she is dead in Christ and alive in Christ. Pictures one other thing too, if I can remember what it was, I think. I'm going with no notes here, so what was it? It is the most radical interaction with water that you basically can do. She's not going to get sprinkled because it doesn't even begin to grab the picture of what it is that happened already inwardly within. She must have a radical interaction with water in which she goes underneath and you don't see her. And then she comes out. That's very important because something radical has happened in her life. Everything she once was and had made of herself as a young lady is gone. It's dead in Christ. Paul also said in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away, and behold, new things have come. That's what's being pictured today. So with that in mind, I would like Kate Demarest to come on up. Kate, come. Kate is one of the daughters of Scott and Sarah, and Kate is going to share with you a little bit about what it is that God has done in her life to bring her to this point where she would want to be baptized. Kate, please just share with us.
Well, I would like to be baptized, first of all, because I want to be obedient to Christ, and second of all, to show my commitment to following Christ. So my testimony is that I thought I was saved when I was 8, because I was a good kid, and I read my Bible, and I prayed, and I went to church. But there are some things that were not true about me that are true about believers, such as I didn't have any godly sorrow over my sin, and I thought that life was all about me, even if I wouldn't say it out loud. And so a year and a half ago, when my sister got baptized, that's when I realized that those things weren't true about me. So I looked at scripture with my parents and we prayed and I sought God and he saved me. And I can tell that because I now have godly sorrow over my sin. I'm not just sorry that I sinned because I got in trouble. And I, when I'm convicted of sin, instead of waiting for a day or so to ask forgiveness for it, I try and make it a priority. And also, I enjoy honoring others above myself, and I don't always want to go first like I used to. And I'm still working on humility when I sin, and working on not just being defensive for my sin. So, there's a particular verse that I like, 2 Corinthians 5:17, that says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." And before I was in Christ, I did not do the things of Christ out of a love for God. But now that I am in Christ, I do good works, not just because they're good works, but because of my love for Christ.
Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah. Scott, will you come? come up with your daughter, and you guys can go ahead and make your way out towards the pool, okay? So you guys can do that. Kate, thank you for sharing that. Did you hear the evidence that she was sharing? That the old is gone, and there's something new in her life. That's very important, to be able to see evidence of the work of Jesus Christ in a person's life. And listen, until Jesus Christ comes in your life, wanting to lay your sin out and to repent of it, to turn away from it, that's just not something humans do. Until God comes in and turns things upside right, because everything's been upside down.